Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week. And this week is no exception. I have just celebrated my 26th birthday and I feel so happy. I had the best time. And if you're curious, there will be a vlog coming out soon about this whole weekend. I didn't film as much as I wanted to, but that's only because I had such an amazing time that I kind of forgot to just vlog because I was in the moment and enjoying my time and enjoying the people around me. And it was honestly a blast. And I, contrary to last year, I feel happy about being 26 and I feel happy and content about being older and wiser. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today, we are talking about rejection. Before we get into it, I just want to quickly point out the fact that today is very fally, and so it's very gray and rainy, and there might be a lot of background noise coming from the cars passing by in the rain. Anyway, now you've been warned, so there you go. Okay, let's get into it for real now. For so long, I've been afraid of rejection and being rejected by other people. And it's only recently that, well, I wouldn't say maybe recently that I discovered it, that I realized, because it was a work in progress and I've come to the conclusion that rejection is only redirection. And as cheesy as this may sound, this is really what kind of allowed me to accept rejection and to kind of move forward, because I'm the kind of person who would cling on to the people and who would cling on to the idea of the people around me when they would reject me. So I would go out of my way and try to make them like me again or make them come back into my life, only to be disappointed even more, because by trying to hold on and cling onto the people, I would only make them go away faster and harder. I would only make them reject me even more. And so now that my mindset has kind of shifted about this whole thing, whenever I see a slight signal of rejection, I let them reject me. And it's hard. It's definitely hard to not kind of go the extra mile and want to really prove myself to other people and want to be liked by them. But again, as I said, it's a work in progress, and I feel like I've grown a little bit better at doing so, and I'm better every time I get rejected. And I wouldn't think in a million years that I would be saying that I would be sitting down and saying those exact words in a coffee talk. But now, is it maybe like detaching myself from the outcome? Maybe. Is it a coping mechanism? Maybe. Is it me trying to protect myself from getting hurt? Maybe, because I've gotten hurt so many times in the past by being rejected. Now I'm just like, the best way for me to move on is just to accept it. But honestly, it has done me some good to just accept rejection and see it as redirection. Because truly, when somebody rejects me, I'm like, well, I guess I wasn't made for them, or they weren't made for me. And the whole situation is better off that way. And that's my new way of seeing things. And that way, honestly, I don't get hurt as much. And I'm able to move forward faster and move more freely as well. Because I don't feel like I have to, you know, cling onto the people and prove myself as much as I used to. I guess that a lot of it also comes from being a little bit more mature, a little bit more wise, and a little bit more confident in myself. Because I know my worth. And I don't need some random people defining me and defining my worth and giving me reassurance in what I'm worth and what I deserve. And that was actually quite the opposite a few months. Well, maybe more like a few years ago, where I needed that approval. I needed to be reassured by external sources, by external factors, such as, I don't know, male confirmation or approval. And now I'm just like, if you don't like me, then you don't like me. And I'm not going to go out of my way, and I'm not going to change who I am, and I'm not going to change my values, and I'm not going to change my behaviors to try and prove to you that I'm actually likable. Because if you don't like me the way that I am today, you're not going to like me ever. Because if I'm being authentic and that doesn't impress you and that doesn't make you like me, then maybe we're just not compatible. And that's okay. And I used to want to prove myself so much, and I used to want to be liked by everyone, and I used to kind of, it was also not necessarily proving others, but proving myself that I could be liked by as many people as I wanted to. But now that I am, for lack of a better word, wiser and older, I realize that that's not the case. The same way that I don't like everyone, and the same way that my sister doesn't like everyone, and the same way that we all kind of, there are people that we love, there are people that we like, there are people that we can bear, and there are people that we just can't stand, and that's okay. And obviously I'm not, I don't want to be somebody that someone else cannot stand, but if that is it, then so be it, you know? And for so many years I've been trying to adapt and kind of not necessarily change my behavior, because I didn't want to like denaturize who I am, if that's even a word, but like I didn't want to lose the essence of who I am, but I would always adapt what I would say or what I would do depending on who I was with. And that's kind of normal, and I kind of do it, but to a certain extent. When I used to do it, maybe a couple of years ago, it was out of wanting to please and out of wanting to be liked and not disturb anyone. Now it's just, you know, socializing. And the line is pretty fine between one and the other, but I feel like now it comes from a much healthier place. And I feel like now, compared to a couple of years ago, what you see is what you get. The way that I present myself to others is as authentic as it can be. And obviously, depending on who I'm with, let's say I'm with family, with friends, I'm not going to be the same as when I'm on a date, because the interactions are not the same. The expectations also are not the same. And the dynamic is not the same. But am I completely different from when I'm having conversations with my parents, or when I'm goofing around with my sister and my friends? No, the essence of who I am is still there. It's just dimmed, you know? When I'm out on the date, certain aspects of my personality will come out. And when I'm just hanging out with my sister, goofing around, then other aspects of my personality will come out. But who I am is still who I am. And I used to want to change that, and I used to want to adapt that to the people that I would surround myself with in order not to be rejected, because I was so afraid of not fitting in, and I was so afraid of being rejected for who I am, that I would rather just change who I was in order to please and in order to be accepted. Where now I realize this is completely insane, and it's not the way to go around and live your life. And as I said, it is impossible to be liked by everyone, so you are going to get rejected for the rest of your life, no matter what, in one way or the other. Rejection is part of life. It's part of growth, and it's part of, you know, learning along the way and knowing your worth and knowing what you want. And it is redirection, because whether that's going like out and asking someone out on a date and them not agreeing to the date, or going on an interview and not getting the position that you had hoped you would get, those are all forms of rejection that kind of redirect who you are, or at least make you learn something about the world or about life. And that's honestly the way to approach it now. It's honestly the best way, at least for me, to see it now, is that whenever I do get rejected, it's just one way for me to get closer and closer to what I should actually be aiming for, or to what awaits. You know, I'm a firm believer in karma, and I'm a firm believer in what's meant to be will be, and what's not meant to be will leave. And so rejection to me is just a signal. It's a sign that whatever you wanted, or that you thought you wanted, is probably not for you. And that's okay, you know? And sometimes you just have to wrap your head around the fact that things are not necessarily going to go your way every single time, or things that you think you need or that you think you want are not necessarily what you actually need or what you actually want. So keep that in mind. And to be honest with you, I think the part of my life where I feared rejection the most was obviously dating, because, well, no surprise, I talk about dating a lot, and it's an ongoing topic that I could talk about forever. But now I have this approach where, and it's, again, it's still a work in progress. I'm still working on it, and I'm really trying to, like, I'm being more conscious about the decisions that I make. But in the past, whenever somebody would, I don't know, maybe like not necessarily ghost me, but would take forever to reply, I would only hold on to that, and I would hold on to the little thrill it would give me, or the hesitation or the unknown, and I would see this as excitement, and I would see this as some sort of, I don't know, like it would motivate me to pursue that person and to really get a hold of that person and get a response or get a confirmation or whatever. And now I'm just like, this is just a slow burn rejection in the end. So now I rather maybe take a step back and just let things be, let things happen and get rejected. And even if I don't get like a firm confirmation that I'm being rejected, like, no, I don't want you, just sometimes there are signs, there are signals that you, that I used to be blind to, or I would intentionally not catch on to the signs because I would be like, yeah, whatever, it's probably just like they're busy or whatever. But I mean, those signs are pretty freaking clear that you're getting rejected, that you're not gonna see that person again, or that they're not interested in you, and that's okay. And them not being interested in you is often onto them. So if you're being rejected by someone, it's usually because they feel a certain way about you, and it's not necessarily something you've done or something you've said in particular. Sometimes it's just not a match. You're just not compatible, and there's no need to have like a sit down and talk about it and talk about the reason why you're being rejected. Sometimes it just is. And I've learned to kind of cope with that and accept that, because in the past I would always want closure. I would always want to know what I had done wrong or what I had said wrong in order for me to move forward. But now it's just like, you know what? If that person doesn't care enough to actually give me a response and reply to me, or just give me a heads up as to like, oh, I'm not interested or whatever, or if they make up excuses, that's on them. That's their problem. It shouldn't be mine. I shouldn't hold on to that. And I can just move forward. And that is so freeing, because as I said, in the past, I would need that closure. I would crave it so much that I would become obsessed, and I would make all these situations myself, and I would waste so much time and energy, honestly, on wanting closure, on wanting an explanation, and on wanting to know that I'm not the problem, that if they're rejecting me, it's because they don't know what they want. They have so much going on in their lives. And maybe sometimes it's true. Maybe there is a lot of that. But sometimes, just as I said, not compatible. I'm just not who they thought I was, or whatever the reason is. I now detach myself from that because, as I said, this does not define me. The way that somebody sees me and the way that somebody makes up their mind about me is honestly on them. And that is so, so, so freeing. Just learn to get rejected and accept it. That's the best way to approach it, to approach rejection and to see it as redirection. It's cheesy, but it works. And obviously, you already know that it's easier said than done, but I would suggest you actually not necessarily go out of your way to get rejected, but put yourself in situations where you might feel uncomfortable and where you might get rejected. If you do, that's a learning curve right there. That's something that you can learn from. And if you don't get rejected, then, best scenario. That would be my advice, to just go out there. And it's like rejection therapy. It's called rejection therapy for a reason, because it is very therapeutic. And getting accustomed or getting used to rejection can only help you to kind of achieve whatever you want. And you're not going to be as afraid to ask for what you want, and you're not going to be as afraid to get rejected. And that's okay. It makes you honestly more confident. It makes you more like grounded in a way. And for me, it makes me know what I want, what I don't want, what I'm worth, what I'm not worth, and what I deserve. And that's the key here, truly. And it's funny, because a couple of weeks ago, I was working with this client where I had to go out downtown Montreal and ask people a bunch of questions, a vox pop, if you will. And I got rejected so much. And I thought of it, and it made me laugh because now, as I said, I'm a little bit more used to rejection. And that in itself was therapy. And I was thinking back at like 18-year-old me and how I could have never done that. Like, if I would have gotten a no, first, I think I would have went home, because I, at that time, I was so afraid of rejection, whatever the form was, mainly, you know, in relationships and with men, but just rejection in general, I was so afraid of it. And now I can just go out and ask people a bunch of questions. And if they reject me, they reject me, and I move forward and I move along and then on to the next one. And I know that it's a pretty kind of detached approach, but honestly, it's what works for me. And I'm not telling you to just be nonchalant with everyone and be obnoxious about it and just like not care about anything. It's not out of not caring. It's just out of, again, detaching yourself from the outcome, not detaching yourself completely from the whole situation, but you cannot control the outcome. So if you did what you wanted to, if you asked the question, if you had the courage to, you know, take that leap of faith and ask somebody a question or ask somebody out or go to that job interview or have this business project or whatever it is, you know that you did that. You know that you did what you had to do in order to try and maybe get rejected. And if you do get rejected, then it's one possible outcome. And if you don't, as I said, best of both worlds. You did what you had to do. You went out of your way. You manifested it. You reached for it. And then you grabbed onto it. So honestly, it's just like, if you don't try, how can you know? How can you know if you will succeed or not? It's like fear of failure. It's kind of similar, you know? Rejection. And that's the thing also, which makes me think. I used to associate rejection to failure so much. To me, being rejected equaled failing. But it's not necessarily true. Yes, it is a form of disappointment, which can be perceived as failure. But now I don't really see it that way. Rejection is just like, again, another form of learning. And it's, yes, it can be rough and tough. But honestly, you live and you learn. And it's not because you get rejected that you automatically fail. Sometimes you're going to get rejected at for a certain position at a certain job, but that only opens up a door for something you never really thought you could do. And it's the best thing that could ever happen to you. And the best example for me was exactly that. I lost my job a year and a half ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And to me, that was kind of failure. I got rejected. I thought I had failed. But turns out, it's the best thing that could have happened to me. And it kind of all circles back to something I've spoken about in a previous coffee talk where I said that everything happens for a reason. And I truly believe that. Whether it's for you to learn something out of it, whether it's for you to be redirected towards something that is more aligned with who you are and what you want, or your long-time long-term goals. You know, everything happens for a reason, and you just gotta believe in yourself. You gotta trust yourself. You gotta trust your instinct as well. And you gotta work towards your goals, obviously, because you can't just sit there and wait for life to happen to you. But sometimes rejection is exactly what you need to move forward and to, you know, learn something new about yourself or to explore new path. And that's what rejection does to you sometimes. Not always. Don't expect everything to turn out your way when being rejected, but it is a possible outcome. You never know what can happen because, again, a lot of things can happen in a small amount of time. That didn't make sense, but anyway. So honestly, go get yourself rejected. Go put yourself in situations where you're going to get rejected and see this as rejection therapy and embrace it, enjoy it. You know, I'm not necessarily telling you to make a fool of yourself, but be a go-getter. Go out there and reach for things that maybe you don't think that you can reach for. Does that make sense? Just go out there and reach for it and just seize all these opportunities and don't let fear of failure or just fear in general stop you from getting what you want. Obviously without clinging on to things that are not meant for you or people that are not meant for you, but you know, if you never try, you're never gonna know. So on those wise words, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully, I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in. Bonne journée!